is a what I believe to be a very obvious statement on the role of the apostolic. If you look through the book of Acts, some have falsely come to the conclusion that the apostles were responsible for miracles and no one else was included. It was their job to pray for the sick, etc. Not at all. They were the ones that released the standard that the church got to thrive in. They're the ones that set the environment that everybody got to succeed in. We saw it in Wimber, John Wimber's life, for those of you that were influenced by John in the vineyard, is that he set the bar. He would model and illustrate what the entire church could rise to. And every one of us, whether directly or indirectly, have been influenced by that kind of lifestyle. Every one of us, in some measure, have been influenced by Jack Hayford in his apostolic lifestyle that raised the bar for intimacy and worship in the kingdom. So these apostles throughout the years they've set high water marks for us, and it's almost like they set a ceiling that all of us could thrive in. It's almost like we were given permission to rise and to thrive and to develop and to grow in all these areas. And none of them, in these two illustrations, Jack or John, neither of them set the standard so that they could be recognized. They just have a place in God to make decrees and give permission for a company of people to thrive in that environment. That is the environment that safety creates. Safety, true biblical authority, creates safety. It's not safety because I force you to do what I want. It's safety because I have a position before God, before man, and before the spirit realm in which I have influence. Decrees matter in that realm. And you get the heart of the Lord, and you make the decrees, and you establish the boundaries. It's not forced on people. It is released into the unseen realm. And apostles have authority in that area. And what we do is we create environments for people to succeed in. It's strange, but you can have a group of people that have zero breakthrough in, let's just say the gifts of the Spirit. They have zero breakthrough. Let's say they've prayed, they've done everything they know to do, they have hardly anything ever happening. You can have an apostle go into the place and not even through the laying on of hands or anything, just begin to minister in that environment. And something gets released into the unseen that creates the greenhouse effect in which the seeds you want to grow easily. And that's what happens. That's the apostolic effect is. There is an arena of safety where desired seed grows. And that's what they provide. It is never self-serving. The moment it turns towards the individual receiving the benefit, where it is built for us, for the promotion of our life, our ministry, our whatever it is, at that moment it starts to lose the life, the intention of the Lord.